This is in all caps from John Garrett.
Yeah.
She forwards this to me. All caps. I'm pooping and the monkey's shaking the handle. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. So the monkey's out trying to get in the door.
Trying it's to get shaking in the door. Handle,
and it's in all caps. And I'm just like, if I had seen a little monkey hand come under that door, I don't even know.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 116 of Designer Cornbread. You're here again. We're here again. We're ready to just get after it. It's a beautiful day. It's December. We've got, what, 2 weeks till Christmas? Is it two, Jones?
I believe that is correct.
I think we're about 2 weeks out.
2 weeks out.
How are we doing? How's it going?
Well, I'm breathing in and out.
This is good. This is good. Yeah. You got your shopping done?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I kind of did most of my shopping before the election because I just was afraid that either way.
Oh, that's right. She got all conspiracy'd, y'all. Yeah, she got scared. She got scared.
Well, look. I mean, look. Come look. On. For real. You know the difference between conspiracy and truth, right?
Yeah. What?
6 months.
That's it. She got nervous, but you know what? It turned out good just because you got it done then. It didn't hurt anything.
Well, it did. I mean, but look, anything with as volatile as everything is right now, either way, no matter which way it could have gone mm-hmm. or went, I mean, the potential was there.
Right.
For
and she did not want to have to be happen. At that Walmart. She wanted to make sure her boys all had a happy, happy Christmas.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty done as well. I've got a couple more. Just things that I want to look for Dad.
Yeah, I need to go grab like a couple of gift certificates and things.
Yep. Nothing that's going to run out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, good. Anyway. Well, how was your weekend? What did y'all get up to?
My weekend sucked.
Oh, well, it did.
My weekend sucked.
I forgot. Yeah, I didn't forget, but I didn't connect it to the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
So Friday, we had to put our beloved dog down. Mm-mm. He was 12 and Dingo. So I don't know, somewhere over Thanksgiving that we don't really know what happened. He just quit eating and we took him in. I noticed it the Friday before he wasn't eating and, you know, and then I'm kind of questioning myself, is he not eating? But then it was clear he wasn't eating. Mm-hmm. And so we waited till Monday, kind of seeing how he'd do, what he would mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. And he still seemed pretty active and okay. And, you know, so, but Monday we went in, they said, yeah, he's got a gastro infection of some sort. So,
which he's had stuff like that in the past. Yeah, so it was kind of like he ate something weird.
So put him on medicine and he never got better and he still refused food. I mean, refused food. And at one point, I mean, we were having to carry him inside and outside.
That's what really got me when you told me that. I was like, get himself.
So he got a little better when I started force feeding him and uh-huh. I was mashing up a banana and mixing it with peanut butter and like shoving it in the roof of his mouth because he can't spit that out. If I put anything in his mouth that he could spit out, he was spitting it out. So, and then we got a little appetizer. The vet gives an appetite stimulant.
Right.
And that would last enough for him to get maybe half a chicken breast in.
Mm-hmm. And he's a big dog. I mean, he's not a little dog. He's not the hugest, but he's a good sized, you know, shepherd kind of dog. So,
he was an English shepherd. Yeah, he was so weak. And he was in pain. I mean, the breathing was labored.
Yeah,
he just was.
Yeah.
And I just looked at Ron. I said, it's time. Thursday night, I looked at him. I said, it's time. And then Ron, I'm not sure what happened in the night because Ron didn't get me up, but Ron got up with him at 3:30 Friday morning and went outside with him. And he just stood there. Ron said he just stood in the grass and he said he just looked at him, didn't lift his leg to pee. He said he just peed. He didn't, there was no energy. And Ron said, but the way he looked at me was like, help me. So yeah, like, it has been.
That's the worst, you guys.
Terrible.
It's terrible. But,
you know,
it is terrible.
You know, and here's the thing. And this, I think, is one of the hardest things. When someone in your family dies, everybody gets it. You know, you're allowed to stop. You're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to kind of shut down.
Sure.
When it's a dog.
Yeah.
You know, you're just expected to march on.
Yeah.
And go to work. Do
and
this.
And I'm sitting here. Incredibly painful.
And I'm sitting here going, I'm just trying to breathe in and out.
Yeah. No, seriously. It is a big, big grief to lose a, to lose a pet, to lose a dog, especially one that you've had that long. You know, that's a part of your family.
Is. And it, I mean, and he's been there with my boys. I mean, the growing up of my boys. And, but really, he was my dog.
I know.
He was John Garrett's birthday present. But that dog claimed me early on, and he was
he knew.
My dog.
He's like, I know who's going to feed me and do stuff.
So. Right. And he had such a, I mean, his inner clock was one like I've never seen. So that's been hard as we're going through this, because at 4:30, it's time to go for a walk.
Yeah.
And at 8:30, it's time for,
to get in the bed. He goes and puts himself to bed in your bed. Yeah. And just be done.
And wants me in there, you know, so. That was hard. And then when I start doing my hair in the morning, he wants out. I've got a door in my bedroom. And he wants out that door.
Oh, okay.
So all these things, as
every
I'm going
day.
Through my day, there's this. Oh, it's, you know, because really, I'm on Dingo schedule.
I was going to say, the dogs have trained us very well.
He has trained me very well. So I don't know. It's just been
awful. It is awful.
But JB's birthday is the 18th, and so we had already planned to go to Nashville on Friday. I had hotel reservations and all that. So we went on and went up there. Caleb drove up from Chattanooga, and we were not the most lively bunch for that, but we celebrated.
Good.
We celebrated.
Good.
And it just went to dinner at some little dive he found in of Nashville. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And
that's fun.
Yeah. A big painting of Dolly Parton right over my head.
That's perfect.
So they were all taking pictures
of
me sitting under Dolly Parton. And,
of course, worshiping her from below.
Yes.
Oh, Dolly.
Yes. Yeah. Dolly. Oh,
you needed a little Dolly love.
I did.
This
I needed a little Dolly in my life this weekend.
Oh, no, I hate it.
And what else did we do? That was just kind of it. Saturday, we came back home on Saturday, and I went to bed. It was a Christmas movie kind of day.
Yeah, and you got to see JB and celebrate him and all that and be together a little bit. But there's nothing like losing your pet, putting your pet. I couldn't go when they took Biscuit. I
wanted to go because I didn't want him to go through it without me. But I didn't realize Ron was staying. I said, just take him, call, see, you know, if this is what we need to do, if whatever. Well, I'm a little bitter. I know.
It's okay.
He had to,
it's
know.
Okay. And when it basically, like, Tim went, and both Avery and, it was in the summer when they were both, so both Avery and Hud were here, and they both went. And I would have gone, like, for sure, if it had. Obviously, if I'd had to by myself or even just with Tim, I for sure would have gone just because I know that. But man, it wrecks you up.
Oh, it's terrible.
But
that's
sweet that you had him for so long.
Yeah,
so rest in peace, Dingo. Go chase the deers.
I will tell you this, though. We've had a lot of rain. And I went, and I know this is stupid, but I made Ron go get a tarp and put over. We buried him in the backyard. Oh. And I made Ron go put a tarp over the grave.
Listen, that is not weird at all. You can't take it. Sometimes you're like, he's going to get wet and cold.
Can't.
And we know it's not true, but we cannot, you just got to do what you got to do. So
I just didn't want that flood. I just couldn't.
Anyway,
but John Garrett, I do have news on John Garrett.
Okay.
John Garrett went to meet the parents for the first time this weekend.
Parents have explained to who
we have talked about this, right? He started dating a girl. who is precious and we love. Mm-hmm. And she's from Alabama. And he went to her house to meet the parents for the first time. And they're sending me pictures. And her mom has two monkeys.
So there are two.
There are two monkeys. She had a monkey.
Oh
and
my
then
gosh.
She just got a baby monkey.
Okay. Cause I saw him petting some and I'm like, is that another one? I thought it was a cat
yes.
or something.
No,
not one, but two.
So I'm sitting there, two monkeys, which
y'all,
fascinated.
I'm not ready.
Fascinated. I have always wanted a monkey. And that's why I guess I married Ron Shank.
That is why you have John Garrett as your son.
I know. I've always wanted a monkey. So now I'm intrigued and I'm like, when can the monkey come to my house?
Oh my God.
But then it just occurred to me, I thought, okay, what if they get married and they have kids? I mean, how can I compete with that, Holly? All I've got is Grand's got two monkeys and all I've got is a dead dog and Ron Shank.
Gigi got two monkeys and you got a tarp over a mud hole in the backyard. You guys suck. Oh my gosh. Well, you're getting ahead. Just calm down. Just pull it back. But we have to go back to the monkeys because I don't think people heard us. Did y'all hear that she has
two
not
monkeys.
One, but two mm-hmm. monkeys? And so was it on just yesterday or was it the day before that you sent the pictures? It must have been.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. My days have blurred.
I know.
So I'm sitting back having my wonderful chill Sunday and I get this ding. And I look and she has sent me a picture that John G has sent of him. And she just says he's out, he's meeting the parents and he's got this monkey on with a little outfit on his shoulder. And he's got this look on his face like he's not quite sure what is happening.
The monkey, there's a chair, John Garrett sitting in a chair under over by the fireplace and the monkey. His girlfriend sending me the pictures and the monkey is on the mantle.
Yeah. Then the next picture, the monkey is just sitting up on the mantle.
John Garrett said that monkey jumped down.
I could never have a moment of peace in that house. I wouldn't be able to relax because I would just be like, I'm going to get that monkey going to jump on me. Well, I don't know where he is, but she had a little outfit on. And then I had to send that immediately to our family text, my family's. Immediately, because I was like, because of course, first of all, Thatcher wants a monkey. He feels like he needs a monkey in his little apartment in Brooklyn. And he's just it would be great. I would train it to go get me stuff and it would be so great. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, whatever. So I sent the picture of John Garrett and the monkeys to our family group chat. And I mean, because I'm just like, it was the most perfect way of John Garrett meeting any girl's parents that they would have a monkey and that monkey would just be sitting on him. I thought this was the Lord. The Lord knew that this was going to happen many years ago when he was a child. And I sent the first one and Thatcher was like, yeah. And then he's like, does it have a little dress on? And I'm like, nice.
And a diaper. Yes.
And a little diaper.
Uh-huh.
And they were all like, well, and Hud just went, yeah, bro. What did he say? He was just like, I can't remember how he was just like, oh, bro, what?
Do you see how long that tail was?
Now, what kind of monkeys are they?
I have
they look
no
like
idea.
Carpathian
I'm going to have to ask questions.
Yeah, you got to ask. You need to find out a lot more information.
But it has a long tail. I mean, that tail, I was like, that's the longest tail I've ever seen.
It's very long. I want to say it looks like a, I think there's some monkeys that are called like Carpathians or I don't know. You are going to have to post this picture. I'm looking at it right now. John Garrett is sitting there and he's holding the other one in his lap because there's another furry thing. And that
monkey, there's a dog. That may be a dog. Oh, okay. There's a black dog.
Oh, okay. But that monkey is on that mantle and its tail, it's black and the whole mantle is white and its tail is stretched all the way to the end and then it just curves around. Like it's just sitting up on the mantle.
Yep.
There's no decorations on the mantle because you have
the
monkey.
So that's right. Yeah.
You don't need anything else. I was like, what is happening?
We're very limited on our Christmas decorations.
You guys, you cannot make this stuff up. You just can't make it up.
And so, listen, do you remember, and all of our listeners, you know, when you go to somebody's house you've never been to and you have to have the bathroom time. I mean, you're kind of a little self-conscious of that anyway,
yes.
right?
Yeah, because you're not sure how thin are the walls,
you're not,
what's happening here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I get a text from John Garrett. Can you imagine? And this is, you know, I mean, this is meet the parents the first time.
You know, you're trying to make an impression.
He dressed nice.
He looked cute as a bug.
He did. And so in all caps, where did it go? Where did he put it? I can't remember. I don't know where he.
You want me to read it to you? Because I have it right. No, I don't have it.
Did he erase it?
You sent it to me. She says, this is in all caps from John Garrett.
Yeah.
She forwards this to me. All caps. I'm pooping and the monkey's shaking the handle. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. So the monkey's out trying to get in the door.
Trying to get in the door.
And it's in all caps. And I'm just like, if I had seen a little monkey hand come under that door, I don't even know. I couldn't have gone. I would have, everything would have shut down. So anyway, he actually met the parents though, and they were great and he had a wonderful time. Tell us the complete story.
Well, so I have not really talked to him. I mean, I'm getting little spigots.
Right.
He went Sunday to her house, spent the night there. And then today or this afternoon, he and Ashlyn are going over to Birmingham to a camp friend's house.
Oh, fun.
It was his co-counselor. Well, Connor, if you remember Connor.
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
Uh-huh. From last year, I think. Mm-hmm. So they're going to Connor's house in Birmingham, and John Garrett's going to stay there.
Oh, fun.
I don't even know what today is.
Oh, he's done with finals. He's done, right?
He's done. Oh, that's right. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's coming home tomorrow. So he's going to spend the night at Connor's tonight.
Nice.
And I think a lot of their camp counselors.
Oh, you know those times. They're all sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, so,
There's just blankets everywhere.
Yeah.
No one's worried about anyone being inappropriate. Everyone is just like, give me room.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so he'll be home tomorrow, so I can't wait to get all the whole story.
Actually find out about the people and not just about...
Right.
Now, what are the monkeys' names? Have you asked any questions?
No, I have not asked any questions.
You are the worst.
I know I am.
I'd be like, what are their names?
I will find out all the information.
Okay, we need to know
more
monkeys.
And report back.
And how do you get these? Where do
Maybe
you get
I'll
them
pull
from?
Ashlyn. I can pull Ashlyn in on that because we can Bluetooth her in at some point.
We should.
Maybe our next show, we'll do that.
We really should. And even if for some reason we can't do it all three together, even if you did like a little 10-minute with her and recorded it of like asking the question. I mean, I'd love to do it with her, but if for some reason that didn't work out, like, cause we need to know their names. Where do they come from? How do you get a monkey? What are the shots? Do they get shots? Where do you take them to the vet? Is there a monkey vet? I have a lot of questions. Maybe I do need to ask her.
I'm going to pull her in next week. We will have, so next week guys, we
Don't
will
miss
have
it.
The monkey, monkey info show.
The Christmas monkey, I don't know.
I wonder
know.
If they put a little Christmas hat on, a little Santa hat on her.
Oh my gosh. I hope she has a little Christmas dress. Do I need to crochet her a little Christmas dress?
You should crochet
with a little
her.
Hole in the back of her tail?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Don't get me started, y'all. This could be a problem. And don't tell Thatcher anymore about it because I'm like, you're not getting a monkey. Can you imagine? And his apartment's tiny. I mean, that thing would just be jumping all around. I'm like, I could never have a moment of peace. In the middle of the night, you're sleeping there. You don't know what that monkey's going to do. No, okay. Well, let's see. On to this weekend, we actually did something kind of fancy. Tim and I got dressed up. We got dressed up. We you know got cleaned up. And went. My dad invited us to go with him to the. It's called O Night Divine, and it's the Pujols Family Foundation fundraiser. Every year they do a wonderful gala. Like it's a gala fundraiser thing. And I've been, I think once in the past with him, he goes every year, of course, because he loves Albert deeply and dearly and loves what this foundation is about. It's a really an amazing, you know, this was its 20th year. And so, you know, it got started 20 years ago. And when Albert was, you know, younger and newer to all the things and it really started focusing on the Down syndrome community. That's where they've done a lot of their efforts. A lot of people don't know he has a Down syndrome daughter. Isabella. And so his heart was, you know, near and dear. And he does, they do all the things. In fact, they said there's about, there's 100, just the Down syndrome community side of the foundation did 100 events last year just for, wow. So I mean, that's like an event every 3 days, like at least one. So they do, excuse me. They have the prom, they have the fall, they have the proms, just like, you know, you've heard of the Tebow, you know, all those people that are doing these wonderful things, and they do an amazing prom. They've done, they do this fantastic, I can't remember what it's called and if they still do it, but it's a basketball game, and Albert comes and plays with the kids.
That's awesome.
That, or, you know, they're not just kids, he even said, some of these people are adults, you know, but the Down syndrome folk, and they play, and I mean, it's a hoot. They do cooking classes. They do, like safety. What did they call it? Something safety kind of, situational awareness, safety kind of classes. They do, I mean, just all kinds of things for the community. Mm-hmm. And, it's just been great. And then the foundation expanded because as they were able to grow, he wanted to do stuff for his home, you know, in the DR and his, the villages and the people there and the Batés and all that goes on there. So they have done, you know, over the past many years, many, many different things. And, you know, we all know there's a lot of foundations, there's a lot of, great organizations, and all of them do different things, and it's wonderful. Just when each one can do what they're called to do, you know, because it's a lot. You see these pictures, and again, we just have no concept. We don't, we're sitting there, it was at the Ritz, it was at the Ritz-Carlton, we're in the big ballroom, all dressed up, and you're looking at pictures on a screen of people with a shack, you know, dirt floor, everything, you know, and it's easy to, you know, feel like bad. Or, you know what I mean? Like about, but, but you don't, you know what, when you have the Lord and when you know, it just makes you, you know, I don't know how to say what I'm saying, but you know what I mean? Like, we don't need to feel bad about our wealth and our privilege, but we need to, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to really help somebody and not shame them and not feel better than them, but just go, hey, I've got this here. Go. Yeah. Do whatever. They're building houses for people. They're sending a lot of medical teams down there. And just, you know, they have a girls softball team. They teach women to sew, you know, all the things that you're just like, you know, that just mean a lot. They want to help those neighborhoods and communities be able to help themselves, which is of course a great goal. So that was a little 5 minute thing. So, but we got to go to the Ritz, you know, whatever. And, of course, Tim was having the best time people
suffered
watching it.
Oh, no,
we
gosh,
suffered through.
Yes.
He was in the lobby, people watching. We went a little early and had a little beverage in the lobby, and you're watching people come and go, and it's just a hoot. And then Dad and I got to go up because my dad is, you know, my dad is my dad. And he, there was a private reception upstairs before the thing where you could mill around and have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and meet Albert and get a picture made and all that kind of stuff. So I'm, you know, my dad knows him. It's just hilarious. Of course, I don't know who any of these people are. You know, I see these dudes around because there's all kinds of people in there. They're all donors and different. I don't know what all. First of all, I will say that my dad, you check in, you had to check in, you know, your name had to be on the list, of course, to get in and do. And right in front of my dad, I already checked in and I was waiting on him. And the guy walked up right in front of my dad was Benji Molina. So I'm like, well, hello.
Well, hello.
Hello. Not Yachty, but his brother Benji. And so I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, I'm just along for the ride. I have no idea. And I do, you know, of course, I recognize Tony La Russa is always there, wonderful manager of the Cardinals, beloved. But then, you know, you can see all these other people and you can tell they're somebody, they're like an athlete because they just have the kind of suit on and then they've got those light brown shoes and the short pants suits, you know, you can just tell.
Yes.
You're
like,
I know you're somebody, but I have no, I have no idea who you are. So anyway, so it was funny because later they were introducing it during the program in the evening. They were kind of introducing the celebrities that were there and they'd show this big, you know, do this big introduction of four time, you know, blah, 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 winner, rookie of the whatever, you know, golden glove for winner. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, oh, he was up there. Oh, yeah, that was him. Orlando Pace.
I was kind of standing by him.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew he was somebody, but I didn't know. So Tim was like, you're such an idiot. I'm like,
I am. Here's what my dad would have said was, I had hors d'oeuvres with him.
Yes, I did. I did. We had
hors d'oeuvres with Tony La Russa. Yeah. My dad would 100%.
Oh, for sure. I need to get my story better. I'm telling on myself. But so it was just lovely. It was in this beautiful, there's like a solarium up there. So it was all plants and these beautiful lights and it was lovely. And dad and I just sat in a, stood in a corner with our beverages and he would point out kind of who everyone he knew. And then he'd go say hello and introduce me to people. Albert comes in, he goes up to him, hey buddy, and here's my daughter. And I'm like, hi again. And and then when it was time to get our picture, of course, you know, I'm not a big, like, how do I put it? I'm not a big like celebrity person. Yeah. Like I don't like them. Like I love Albert. I love when he played for the Cardinals, like, but I'm not really like, I don't get in awe. Some people I do. I don't mean to be like, I don't know. But it's just the overarching feeling that I always have is that they're just a person and how they just get treated. I just want to treat them like a person because I just feel like they just don't. So I'm like, I was saying to Tim earlier in the day, I'm like, you know, I knew I'd get a chance to meet him and talk with him for a minute or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to be like, I mean, I don't have any nerves about talking to him, but I just want to like, kind of be a normal person with him. But I was like, I can't say, I just want to be like, hey, what are your Christmas plans? You know, where are you going? But I'm like, I can't really do that because then you're like, are you a crazy stalker woman?
Right. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so you kind of can't be like, hey, what are you doing at Christmas? Where y'all go? Yeah. You know, you can't be that, but that's kind of how I want to be just like,
just hey, casual. Yeah.
About you and not just about, I love baseball and I love you and I love, cause you know, so I was like, I don't know what to say. And just to just be normal. So anyway, we get up there and we're getting ready to have our picture done. And I've got this beautiful, I must say, I wish I'd put it on for the picture, but I didn't have a chance. It's beautiful, like short burgundy fur, faux fur jacket. Mm-hmm. It was fire. Y'all, it was fire. A lot of people petting me all night long. I'm like, all right. okay. And I had it in my arm and my little purse and the photographer was like, oh, you want to set those things over there? And then I was like, well, here, take my purse, you know, but I kind of wanted to just hold the coat because the coat's fabulous, first of all. And I just was like, whatever. And so I was just sort of saying, no, they're like, do you want to get rid of that? And I was like, no, I know. I said, I'll keep it. I said, I want to kind of cover some stuff up here. And Albert cracked up. He was like, he was laughing. And he said, oh, me too. I need some. So I'm like putting my coat over by him. He said, I need to cover. And I'm like, okay. So goal accomplished. I made him giggle and that was that. So then we
got
a picture.
Great.
I was like, I wasn't, you know, I'm like, no, I think I'll just cover some stuff up.
You know, and that's how, and I think I've told this story before, but that's how I got to be friends with Matty Diaz, who played with the Braves.
Atlanta.
Because they set me by him at this table and he introduced himself and I said, I know who you are. I want to know who arranged this. And he said, sorry. I said, I want to know who put me next to you. And he's just kind of looking. I said, I'm a Cardinals fan. I want to know who put, you know,
I need to know who to blame for this.
I need to know.
Exactly. Like it's so much more fun. They're just normal. And he's standing up there all night long, having his picture and being a delight. And this is his job. Yeah. You know, he's doing this for the foundation. It's wonderful. Right. But
you know,
it's just going to be tiring.
I don't know if our listeners will know this or not, but Daryl Worley is a country artist and he's from Savannah. And a few years ago, he was really big back in the early 2000s.
Mm, yeah.
And I think one of his biggest songs was Have You Forgotten?
Yeah.
Which is about the, you know, when the Twin Towers got hit. And anyway, he's from Savannah. We grew up with him. He was really my sister's age and I was more friends with his little brother, but I mean, you know, it's small town. We all know it's not a,
everybody knows everybody.
He's Daryl, you know?
Yeah.
And, but you and I both witnessed, he does some benefit concerts here And he started the Daryl Worley Cancer. Well, they named it. He didn't after him. Yeah. He donated. His mother had cancer, and he pretty much funded by fundraising and, you know, mm-hmm. his own personal money. Mm-hmm. It's cancer center mm-hmm. in small town America here. And they named it the Daryl Worley Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. so he would do these concerts, and you were here when one of these concerts were going on.
I was.
And we sat there and watched, I mean, people who went to high school with him outside his bus.
Yeah. I vividly remember we walked by. We're like, are you insane? Like, what are you doing?
They were out there yelling, Daryl, Daryl.
You know, I think I called him Darren for like, I called him the wrong thing for many years. Anyway, it's fine.
But anyway, I mean, and I'm like, y'all have his autograph in your yearbook. This makes no sense to me at all.
But
he sat next to me at a tea bar, a little league baseball game anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was asking him, you know, well, how's life on the road now? How's it going? And he said, I always thought I could come home. Mm. He said, but I can't.
No.
And that was one of the saddest things I thought, that you just can't ever be a normal person.
And I mean, a lot of people are like, wham, wham for you millionaires, but it's still a thing.
It is.
It is a thing. And, you know, it's not something I would like. It's not a life.
I don't want to come back to my hometown and people who never talked to me before act like they were my best friend. You know what I mean? But that's what they
And people make fun, or people kind of, you know, you look at people that are those different levels, and, you know, something like Albert or a Taylor Swift or whoever, you know, where like they have to either have their old dear friends, you know, or they have people in their same circles because they, you know what I mean? Like the other major league ball player, you know, who they've mentored, like he and Yachty are best. And they have a lot of life, you know, story similarities. So, but, you know, or different celebrities, you know, they have to hang with people their own set, which is a kind of a bummer because some of them people are messed up. I mean, it's not like it's always a great situation, but otherwise you just can never know. Yeah. Who wants to be around you for your money and your fame? Yeah. You just can never know. So it's like you have to be around someone equally as rich or famous. Mm-hmm. And then that creates issues, you know, because whatever. So I feel that. And I'm just like, they're normal. They're people, and they're just people. And you just don't want to always want something from them. So it was. Anyway, it was nice. I just said, have a great night. I said, enjoy your night. And he's like, okay, off I went. Yeah. So then later on, so we had a lovely evening, lovely dinner. Dad had gotten invite whom he wanted at his table. So he had several other couples and people that some of whom I had met before, but a couple of new people. So we just enjoyed, had a wonderful time there. And then afterwards there had been a silent auction. And then there was a little bit of a live auction for some kind of big package deals. And let me tell you what, first of all, I mean, one of them packages went for $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone raised his hand and spent $50,000 on a Cardinal manager's experience in the Bill DeWitt donated it in his box and wood panel and all this. And you got to do this and that. Another, you know, $27,025. But again, I'm like, so all this is going to this foundation, which is you know, It's just amazing and great. And you're just sitting there like, you know, on your hands with your number because you're like, don't move.
Yeah. but Tim Broyle sneeze and
no, well, I'm
$51,000 right to this. But
Anyway, so no, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, but they had the auctioneer guy. And let me tell you what, you think your job is hard? You should be the sign language interpreter during a live auction.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I have never thought about that.
There was a table right up front that had a sign language interpreters, you know, the whole evening. And when that guy started, hey, 10, give me 12, give me 12, and I'm like, she's over there just moving.
That would be That would be like, it was, you know, so funny. I just
kept staring at her because I'm like, how is she even like, I don't even know what she did. I mean, I guess she kind of just threw the numbers out and was, but he's just going. I mean, he's like one, like you hear.
I mean, you would be like, I don't know, Jan, 9 and 12.
And it was like someone had tased her. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was hilarious. So that was my entertainment.
All I
was like,
I would have been able to watch.
I was mesmerized because I was like, yo, that's a hard job right there. Because that guy was I'm like, oh. Anyway,
how do you even interpret that?
I don't know. It was kind of just, I don't know. It's like you, I don't know, but it was great. So that was really fun. Anyway, that's what we did. And then we came home and crashed on Sunday. And I did Christmas stuff. The house is finally pretty much Christmas-fied. I'm pretty much to the point where I'm done. So that felt good. I just got to clean up what stuff and whatnot. But yeah, that was what we did. So awesome. Yeah. Do you have anything else that you specifically, cause I have something, I have a sort of thing I could talk about if you want to.
You go right ahead and talk about that.
Okay. It's something I thought of a couple weeks ago and I wanted to chat about it cause your kids are getting ready to come home from a lot, you know, from school and Christmas, or even ones that are moved, are not in school, but have moved away, are coming back. And one of the things that I think it's really good to think about, at least it was for me when the kids were first coming home, is just to really think about your expectations a little bit with your grown kids coming home, your college kids coming home. And by that, what I mean by that is simply, especially if it's your first, like if they've just been a freshman in college and they're coming home, or, you know, sophomore or whatever, is to just sort of get in your mind that your expectations of what you think the break is going to look like may not be what it's going to look like. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I think as parents and as moms, maybe particularly, you know, or dads too, you know, that you think they're going to come home and you're going to get all this time with them and you're going to hear all about everything they did. And some, this all can happen for sure. But my experience has been,
kids are going to crash.
They come in, first of all, and we've talked about this before, they crash. And that's, I got to where I thought that was wonderful. Like, I got to where that felt really good to me because it told me when they get home, they just are relaxed and comfortable, and they feel safe and happy, and they're, you know, they can just crash. And so it turns out to be a really good thing. But so first of all, they're just tired. They've been going, they're just done with finals. So they're academically, their brains are burned out. They're socially, you know, been maybe doing a lot or not, whatever. They're just tired. And at the age they are too, they're tired. So they're going to crash. So, you know, if you think they're going to get home and then you're going to take off and go do this and do the tree and get that and do that, I mean, like, and you may, and everyone's different. So I for sure will say that. But my experience with all three of mine, to differing levels, is just that, yeah, they're going to crash. And also, to really, the one that caught me by, I think, a little more of a surprise, or I just hadn't thought about, was they want to see their friends that are home too. They're, you know what I mean? So they've got high school friends, or, you know, whatever friends that from home that they haven't gotten to see, and they want to spend time with them. So I remember being sort of like, it wasn't bad. It was just unexpected. I was like, oh yeah, well, of course he's, you know, wants to go. I mean, that happens whenever Hudson comes up, you know, he's got all these friends and buddies from work and buddies from school, and Thatcher, the same thing. I'm going to go see. So they're going to make some plans. And I think that can catch.
Yeah. And you may not be a part of those plans.
And you may not even know about them. So
right.
That's a good heads up to just go, hey, when they get home. And again, it's just about kind of you can put out your, you know, put out your non-negotiables, so to speak. You know, yeah. Christmas Eve, eat night, we're all going to go to church and we're going to do this, and or we're going to have Christmas dinner at this time, or We'd like to have whatever, you know, your things that you really are the non-negotiables for that you would like. You make sure you communicate that even, you know, before they come home, that's fine. A lot of times, of course, they don't have any plans with their friend. They don't, it's not like they've made these months ahead. They're all getting home and then all of a sudden the texts are flying and, you know, all of a sudden they're walking out the door and you have dinner on the stove. I mean, literally.
Right.
And you're like, yeah. And it's not, and it's not anything anyone's doing to be mean or ugly. It's just, they're used to living their lives.
Right.
Okay.
And they're used to not having to report everything that they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And they don't need to, but it's just like that kind of coming back together as a family under the roof, you kind of go, hey, just let me know, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got to really, things are much more casual, which I have loved. I mean, you know, I don't need to plan. I bake the cookies. I make the hot cocoa mitt. Like I, you know, I've got all kinds of stuff going on here that are holiday and festive, but you know, I'll have some meals in my back pocket, you know, in my head that are planned, but I don't know what night we're going to do them or what we're, you know, cause, and especially when you've got more than one coming home, then it's like one will be gone and the other will be gone. And you know, you can't control all that. And nor should you. That's kind of my point is don't try. Talk together when they get home. Put out your, like I said, the times that you are really want to make sure everyone's home. You know, this is the night we're going to do whatever. Or this afternoon, we're going to whatever your family things are. We're going to go sit on Santa's lap, whatever you need to do. But just make sure that that's clear. And they'll love that. I mean, they're mostly likely to be like, yeah, great. But they just need to know. And then the other times just kind of make sure they, you know, I was just said, hey, just let me know if you're going to be here for dinner. Like just who's going to be here tonight, you know, the night you're not going to be for dinner, just let me know. And that's fine. So anyway, I just want to encourage parents with that because that can be a little bit of a learning curve because you're just not used to it. And you think they're coming home and we're going to have 2 or 3 weeks and all together, and we're going to get to do this and this and this, or just hang and stare at them by the fire, which is really just what we want to do.
Yeah.
I just want to sit and look at you. And they're like, can I have the keys? Or you're
they were a baby and you'd lay them on the floor and just look at them.
And we just stare at them. But it's not like that anymore. And they've got stuff they want to do and friends that they want to see. And that's
Here's what I am finding. And this, I will say, my piece of advice to you is remember what Christmas is. Mm-hmm. Because if you make Christmas about, you know, all the traditions are fun. All the family usually is fun. All of the
sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot. And it should be. And this is a time to celebrate. But if you make this about anything other than the redemption story of Jesus over your life, you're going to be disappointed almost every time.
Yeah, you will every time.
And
that's true.
So Caleb, the kids, and if you've listened to us anytime, you've heard me talk about Christmas, Adam, and this has started with Caleb's crew, and all of his friends would come over to my house on the 23rd, the night of the 23rd, and they would all spend the night. I mean, all the girls, the boys, I mean, nothing hanky panky.
No, it was all,
they would all, you know, but they were like, they went to a small Christian school, most of them. And so they were like family. I mean, this was like brothers and sisters. They were not attracted to each other. you know, but they'd have this. And for all these years since, I mean, middle school all the way up through college, it has been, we will do this every year for the rest of our lives. We're coming to your house. We're bringing our spouses. We're, you know, and I'm like,
I will be, you know, I will be in another town. Here's the key.
Realistically, you know, I mean, they don't know what's coming. You know, that's not going to happen, but it's held on for all these years. And I'm planning stuff out, or I'm trying to plan stuff out. And I'm like, Caleb, Christmas, Adam, is it still on this year? He went, no, I don't think so.
Interesting.
I went, okay. You know, here's where we are.
Yep.
You know, that's a first. This is, or what, however many years this has been going on. So traditions end sometimes.
They do and, sometimes. And that's totally and fine.
And new ones start.
New ones start.
So, you know,
and you can start a new one any time, like, you know, you may not even intend to, but there's been things that have happened that, you know, just happen throughout the years that, you know, something funny will happen, or you'll do this one time and everyone's like, we need to do that again.
We're doing
you
that
know?
Again. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just how it is. And it's really, really fun. I will say that the kind of the last little that even though, you know, you be careful of your expectations, understand that they're tired. They may just want to hang by themselves a little bit. They may be peopled out like too.
Yeah, right.
Like that
yeah.
may be part of it. They don't want to maybe do all that because they're just peopled out. Or they want to go and do with their friends and stuff like that. But also to know that your family traditions, you know, they still do love those traditions.
Yeah.
They're not
right.
grown out of that.
Right.
They still love the certain little things that you don't even think they're some of the things, you know.
Christmas trailers.
Yeah, the Christmas trailers. I mean, you got to do the Christmas trailers and get you some tater tots at the
That's
Sonic.
Right.
You know, but some things even that you don't even realize, and this is not to like put shackles on you that you have to do everything.
Yeah.
Like, but just certain decorations or putting the little thing in their room or, you know, whatever it is, the cookies, like you said, it's simple things like the sights and smells and sounds, you know, the music that you're playing and the certain cookies that you always bake, even if they're the most silly or they're the most simple or whatever, those things still really mean a lot to them. And it feels like
home.
And
you know what? And it's the same thing for you. I mean, for me, I would love to go back home. You know,
I can't
go back home now,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I would love to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing with your kids. They mm-hmm. want to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
All those. And it is, you're right. It's the smell. I buy soap. Now, like I said mm-hmm. last week, one of my
yep.
favorites was the
mm-hmm.
orange and clove soaps and fragrance because it reminds me of my day. That's how my house smelled
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, they love all those things.
They do.
So
they do. So yeah. I don't say that again to, there's always that balance, you know, I don't say that to be like, you have to do, especially when,
yes.
if your house is not, if there's no one else there, like if you're empty nesters, kind of like we are. You know, and you don't have people there either helping you or to kind of get stuff ready for it. It can feel like a lot. So I don't say any of this to be like, make sure you do every
yeah.
thing. Make sure you cook every, that's not yeah. it at all.
No.
But just to
no.
know that the things that you are doing, the things that you're choosing to do, whether it's that book that's always out at Christmas, whether, you know, the night before Christmas that sits by the
right.
fireplace with
yeah.
the stocking, you know, whatever the little things are that they do still really love it.
Yeah.
And they, it means a lot to them. So, you know. It's a real
and
mix.
Things, and here's the other thing. Do things for you. I mean, there are, you know, really, I've got three boys. My boys, they don't care. I mean, they go in
yeah.
and go, oh, yeah, I like this. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just been, and I sit there sometimes and go, why do I do all this?
You've said that to me over the years
why
many
do I do
times.
Yeah. And the truth is, mm-hmm. is I love it.
Exactly. And that's what I would
it.
Tell you. I'm like,
yeah.
do you love it? Well, no one else, my boys, I said, but do you? Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like, well, then you're worth.
Then do it.
Then do
yeah.
it. then do
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Sit by your tree, have your little Christmas coffee and just do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exciting. I will say the other thing, this is not to do with kids. We're done with that whole topic.
Okay.
I mean, unless there was something else you wanted to
nope,
say.
I got nothing.
Just encourage parents. Just get ready. Be excited. They're coming. But just also just like get your expectations a little bit on the chill. You know, be chill, mom and dad, a little bit. And you'll all do great. It is time to start making. In fact, I'm saying this to myself because I need to start doing it. It's time to start making your festive ice cubes.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good time because it's ahead, you know, they take a while to make. So, you know, you're going to get in the height of the holidays and you won't have time to make your cool cubes. So again, last year, and I need to get on it because then you can just put them in Ziploc bag once they've, you know,
frozen,
and then,
right?
yeah, then you've got them in the freezer. So I made them last year and they were so good. I loved them so much and they were such a hit. The kids loved them, like they were just really good. So you get you those big silicone square. You can use whatever you want to use, but I like the big square silicone ice cube trays, and they're just like six or whatever. So I have a couple of trays. I probably need to get, well, that's good enough. Anyway, and then you can do all kinds of things. The two that I made last year that I'm going to do again this year just because they were good. I did an orange one where I took slices of orange and like sliced them into quarters, like fourths or something, right. Or maybe it was halves. Depends on how big your oranges are. And then you kind of fold them up and you stick them into the ice cube tray. You know, you kind of put several in there as much as you can kind of get in. And then you just fill that with orange juice and that freezes with those orange, whole pieces of orange in there. And those are so good. I put those in, what did I put those in that I loved so much? Oh, mimosa. I would make like a mimosa with that. Mm. Like I would do that and some Prosecco or, you know, champagne and maybe a little splash of orange juice, you know, you can kind of do whatever you want with orange, but then as it melts and it's this beautiful orange cube in this sparkling, lovely glass. It was a big hit. And then the other ones I do are fresh cranberries and then sprigs of rosemary. Same kind of thing, just sort of. Now, did I, I think I just put the cranberries in there and then you put the sprigs of rosemary. So they kind of are sticking out the top a little bit of the cube. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not laid flat, but they're kind of, they're going to be sticking out. And then I filled that with cranberry juice. Okay. You know, so then those are these beautiful red. And I want to say that the cranberries kind of came to the top because I was trying to think
probably if
I
so. Put, they would float.
I think they kind of floated to the top. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see them and you've got this green sprig that looks like a little tree coming out. And we would put those, you can put them in whatever you want. You can put them in a ginger ale for kids. I mean, that's fantastic. Just do a little cup of ginger ale and stick one of those cubes in there. And like, it's amazing. Apple cider, whatever you like. We would put those in just with a good bourbon and they would, and it just was this, and you smell the rosemary. So you're drinking it, but then you smell and you taste it too, but you can get a little whiff. And then the cranberry juice is just enough to kind of get in there and make it a little bit sweet. And those were a big hit too. So
start making your ice cubes.
It's time. Start making your cubes so that you just have them on hand. Again, for yourself, for whatever, for soda, you know, for different little kinds of soda and little pretty glasses or
you know what? Here's a good, because I make a punch of this a lot of times, but you could get white grape juice and put in cranberries and, you know, your rosemary or whatever.
That would be beautiful.
And then do ginger ale over it.
Yep.
I mean, drink it with ginger ale.
Yep. That would be beautiful. Or like you said, any kind of punch. If you've got a punch and you want to put one of these cubes in the punch cups and then people can fill up their punch instead of doing like a big ring, you know, or whatever you want to do.
Pineapple juice with ginger.
Anything.
Any
kind of juice, then with some kind of orange or, like we said, the rosemary is great. Yeah. The cranberries are great. Yeah. Be careful with little kid. I'll give a caveat. Right. Don't let anybody, I'm like, put it in soda for little kids. Okay. Clearly, I have no little kids around anymore because I don't think about anybody choking. The cranberries can come loose as they melt. Right. So, you know, they're not poisonous or anything.
You don't want a choking hazard. It's a choking hazard. Yeah.
It is. So maybe don't give the kids the ones, but they could be, you know, even with the red, who knows? Please be aware of your children and don't let them choke and die. So there you go. Very helpful.
Okay.
Are you ready for your recipe?
It is time for a recipe.
I think we're ready.
It is. And now I will say to you that I have not made this yet.
Okay.
But John Garrett is coming home and I saw this. He loves tortellini.
Oh, I love tortellini.
And I decided that I was going to make this for him. So I'm going to make this on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you how it goes, and I'll post a picture.
She can report back. Okay, good.
This is a meat lover's pizza tortellini.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need 12 ounces of the cheese-filled tortellini pasta, half a pound of Italian ground sausage, half of a medium onion diced, 1 pound of ground beef, a tablespoon of olive oil, 2 cups of mozzarella cheese, half a cup of cooked chopped bacon, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, sliced pepperoni, 24 ounces pizza sauce.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So now I will recommend to you, to be quick and easy, you can buy pizza sauce. I would go with a higher quality one though.
Okay.
Or you can make your own. Okay. Just that's just my recommendation. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to boil your tortellini and drain it, set it aside in a large skillet. You are going to saute your onions in the olive oil, add your ground beef and sausage and cook until that's browned.
Mm-hmm.
Add your garlic and cook for a minute and season it with Italian seasoning. Actually, this says drain your grease and return the meat to the skillet. I would probably drain my grease
before
I added the seasonings.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just going to drain out your seasonings.
You're just going to drain out your seasonings.
And sometimes you find you don't have to drain it too much. Like, it just depends. Right. But you're so right. If there's a bunch of grease. Yeah.
That said, remember your fat holds flavor.
It does.
So I would leave a little grease in there.
Absolutely.
I mean, just, you know, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, if it's a lot, and if it's even just like to where you need to dip a paper towel in there, you know, and kind of soak a little bit up, you know, use your judgment.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then add your bacon. Remember, your bacon is already cooked there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Add the pizza sauce, the cooked tortellini, stir it and combine it. Bring it to a simmer. Top with mozzarella cheese and pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Just cover it, turn off your heat, and let the steam melt the cheese.
Okay.
That's it. Quick and easy.
That cannot be bad.
No.
It cannot be bad.
Might not be good for your heart, but it's going to taste good.
This nothing this whole season except Jesus is good for your heart.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, your college kids coming in, mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Like if your buddy, like if they're having people over, like maybe one of the nights you're like, hey, have your friends over here and just whip that thing up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a hit. Put a little salad, put a little garlic bread out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Boom. Put a little ice cube and tell them not to choke. Put a little fancy ice cubes out.
That's right. That's right. Don't choke on the cranberry.
College students, please don't choke. Okay. You don't know. Sometimes my daughter still burns her mouth on everything she eats. And her new husband, she lives with a boy now. She lives with a husband.
I know, that's crazy.
Okay, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's fine. We FaceTime her now and I'm like, oh, he's there. Great.
But Joey's in his underwear. Okay.
No. I'm just saying it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But no, I don't even know what I was saying with this. Oh, yes, she still burns her mouth every time. She is a grown married woman now. And I mean, Joey knows it too. We'll be out somewhere and I'll hear him go, now don't eat that yet. And I'm like, she still does it, doesn't she?
Does
he's
it.
Like, yep. You can't tell her. So they might choke on a berry. Yeah. You don't know. You got to
Ron, listen, when Avery changed her name, Ron looked at me one day. He went, who is Avery Woodward?
I know.
I know.
I know. It's just a different.
Yep.
It's just, you got to get used to it. So it's really fun, but I'll be like, oh yeah. Okay. Anyway. So that is a great recipe. That's out. Let us know how that goes.
I am, for sure.
But that sounds like a crowd pleaser.
I thought that was a good one for, you know, with everybody coming to your house and kids coming home and all of that.
And I feel like that's crock-pottable if you like after you, like you got to cook.
It would hold. I would make it and put it in the crock pot and just turn
it
on warm.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And then it's just kind of there. But that sounds amazing. Okay. It's my week for top three.
Top three.
Thank God.
Joni's heart is so full of gratitude.
I can't right now. I just can't.
I know. It's when are you before I do this though? When are you almost done? Is this your last week?
Today was our last full day of classes and we start exams Tuesday and Wednesday are exam days. And then teachers still have to go Thursday and Friday.
And finish up some stuff. Okay. Yeah. I thought so. I'm like, it should be getting close. So okay, you can do it. You can make it. Okay, my top three. The first thing on my top three was something I had at your house, and I have ordered some, and they came, and I'm sipping on it right now. And it's the Cinnabon, like the stores at the mall, Cinnabon, classic cinnamon roll coffee pods. Y'all, they have coffee pods, and I had one at Joni's, and I was like,
they are so good.
They're good because I love cinnamon coffee. Like, I put cinnamon when I do my coffee, but the pods, you can't do that. And so in the afternoons or something, if I want to just do a pod, I have this and it's so good and it smells so good and I'm very happy with it. So we'll put the link up for that So you can order it from Amazon for your very own self. The second thing is also drink related, and it's my homemade. I guess I should post the recipe for this now that I'm saying it. I'll send you the recipe. Is my homemade hot cocoa mix that I make every year. This is one of those things, kind of referencing back to what we talked about. My kids want this every year. Mm-hmm. They're like, and I do my homemade hot cocoa mix. I've done it for years. Sometime when they were all, homeschooling, we were all here. I don't know. Anyway, years and years, because I got tired of buying the mixes are never that good and they're expensive. Yeah. And I was just like, man, surely it's not that hard to make it. And so it's just a really good, good chocolatey recipe. So my homemade hot cocoa mix and then my hot cocoa station, because that's the thing you see behind me there, Joni.
I do see that. Yes, I do.
The hot cocoa station. So in the glass jar, big glass jar is where the hot cocoa mix goes with the little scoop spoon. And then there's a jar of, those aren't peppermint taffy, but they're those peppermint candies that melt, that are
the soft ones.
The kind of softish sort of.
Yeah.
I used to do candy canes and sometimes I still do because they look really cute, but people don't want to do a candy cane as much as they want to do just like one or two of those. And then there's the marshmallows. And then there's a little shaker of cinnamon down there. So like we got our whole little and it was so precious. Cause again, talk about things that your kids love and remember and do. On Avery sent us a picture the other day of her hot, she said, I have my hot cocoa station all set up.
Oh, yeah.
It was cute. She had her little marshmallow anyway. Yeah. So this is one of the ones that the grown kids, still really love. And I really love doing. So I just got that set up today. And then the last thing on my top three is just a show that I'm watching again. I haven't finished the whole, but I'd watched several of the seasons a long time ago and then we didn't get Netflix anymore. So I couldn't, but now we have it again. And it's just the Call the Midwife. I think I've told you about that show.
Yes.
It's Call the Midwife and it takes place in like the 50s and 60s in little part of London, and it's all about the midwives and the nuns and that run the midwife house and their lives. And I don't want to say soap opera-y, but just about their whole lives and what they do and all the different medical things that happen. And anyway, I just am really enjoying it, so I'm watching the rest of the seasons that I hadn't finished. So it's just a good one, and they do have a nice little Christmas special, at the end of each season or whatever. So I think I'm watching the Christmas special tonight.
I'm going to see the greatest Christmas pageant ever.
I want to see that.
My church is going. So
listen, I've heard it. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say, but I've heard it's really pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't usually I'm like glad. Those movies, but
I know I just need to go veg it.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be really fun.
I have one story that I want to tell real quick.
Please
Speaking
do.
Of traditions.
Yes.
Pickwick Park. We lived right here at Pickwick Lake, and the park puts on this little light show. You drive through the, they've got all these little lights. Well, I do have another dog, Shadow. He is a mini Australian shepherd. Mm-hmm. And we took Shadow. Ron and I both are pretty, I don't know. We're just sad.
Yeah.
And so, but Ron, like you're talking about the tradition. He was like, you're making hot chocolate. And I was like, it's just you want hot chocolate? And he was like, we always take hot chocolate.
Aww.
And so, it's just a drive-through thing. And so we put Shadow's in the back, but this helped us so much because Shadow went from window to window. I was like, Ron, he's seeing these things.
Oh, he's Shadow looking at the light displays.
We had the windows down, and he would go to one side of the car and look at the light display that way. And then there'd be a break and he'd run to the other side of the car and look at the light display on the other side. It was, and that was helpful.
That is really cute.
That's really cute.
And that's a good, again, I know we're finishing up, but that is a really good thing to remember as well. Is that when your kids are gone and the different things, just like you still do some things together with your spouse, though there's no things are different. You can do different things. You can do the same things, but just like that, Ron being like, we're going to have hot cocoa, right? Yeah. And it's like, make the hot cocoa for just you and your husband.
Right.
And put it in the thing and go for the drive or do whatever. You know, like I said, Tim and I sneak out to the Evensong and different little, you know, which we've taken the kids to, but there's just things that maybe you used to do that you're like, oh, well, it's just the two of us. Who cares? But it's like, that's still really fun. That can be really fun. Yeah. So don't, you know, again, do it for you. So that's wonderful, Joni. The spirit of Dingo was there.
Yeah, he was. Okay. He was. It was good to know we've got, you know, we do have another dog. We do have.
Thankfully, or you would really be up a creek if you didn't.
Dingo was just the, he was my dog.
I know. He was really a precious fellow. A friendly, precious, precious. He would just come and put his rear end right on you like, please pet me right now. So, Dingo, we'll be missed. We'll be missed. So, okay, folks. Well, hopefully you, again, are having a good week, getting your kids finished with school or whatever's going on and all the programs, and just enjoy it. Have a great time. Just, you know, let go of the things you can let go of and just be in the moment as best as you can. I know it's tough as moms because we always have to be thinking of the next.
The next thing.
Yeah, what are we doing after the concert? Where are we going? Yeah. Who's eating? You know, so.
Ted Drew's. Y'all are going to Ted Drew's.
Y'all, we got to go to Ted Drew's. In fact, that sounds real good. Tim and I might have over there. Till next time. Till next week, guys. Have a great week and goodbye, cornbread.
See corn dip.
I had to go get my tissues in case I drip.
Okay.
Now that's better. There we go.
Together.
Now you sound really professional.
You would think after doing this for so long that...
No, Joni, we don't think that of you.
It's been a week.
We don't have that expectation. Oh. You look cute. Is that a little Christmas shirt?
It is. It says Small Town Christmas.
Oh.
And it's got a little windmill.
Oh.
And I don't know.
And stuff. You're just all Christmassy. Oh, I love it.